am in studio with Karen Paulette and Lisa Potts of the Marshfield Veteran Service Officer and Service Officer Assistant. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Christine.
I can't believe we're almost at the end of October. I don't know how that happened. Right. I'm not quite ready for that. But of course, when we get towards the end of October, what happens? We start thinking about Veterans Day.
Yes.
And that's always November 11th, and it's Monday, November 11th. Marshfield always has a great display, a great parade, and we follow it every year. Going to be a little bit different this year.
Yes.
Karen Paulette, tell me about that.
Okay, so our ceremony this year is going to be on the town green at Town Hall, and that is 870 Marine Street. And the reason for that is our Veterans Park, as beautiful as it is getting a few upgrades within the South River Veterans Park Dam project. And in order to get the grant and use the grant, we have to start by 1 November. So we are doing that, and we are very excited to once again have our fountain working. It hasn't been working in many years, so there's a lot of good coming out of that. So this year we need to kind of adjust, and it should be just for Veterans Day. We're going to shorten our parade route a little bit. We're still going to meet at the library, 10 o'clock, for a 10:30 step-off.
Now, when you do that, just because I know people are used to lining up on 139, you know, in front of McDonald's, in front of the gas stations, that's going to be different.
Yes.
Explain that, Lisa.
Yes, we're going to step off from the library as usual. We're going to go left on Ocean, as always. And when we get to the town green, we're going to stop and pause at our flag. And then we're going to take a left immediately right there onto Marine Street. And then we'll take a left into Snow Road and file onto the lawn of the town green in front of Town Hall.
So in other words, it looks like you will be circling the town green.
Correct.
So if people want to be part of it, do not go wait at the Veterans Park. Do not line up on 139. You want to be down there by the town green in Marshfield, excuse me, to see everything. It's going to be very special, too, this year. Tell me a little bit about the Grand Marshal, John Ahern.
So we are very excited to have our friend John Ahern.
Our friend.
He is a Vietnam veteran, and we have Congressman Keating will be coming down to present him with his Bronze Star that he did not receive for his combat actions in Vietnam. So we're very excited to do that. And also, since the parade's going to be a little shorter, he's going to march instead of ride in the car, which we're very excited about that as well.
He's
going to
walk with us.
Very nice. And again, just remind people, again, do not line up on 139. You want to think about the town green in Marshfield for this year's just the Veterans Day Parade.
So,
Lisa, details again.
Details. We're going to take a left onto Ocean from Library Plaza. We're going to walk from Library Plaza to the town green. At the town green, we're going to take a left onto Moraine and a left onto Snow, and then we're going to file onto the town green in front of Marshfield Town Hall.
If people have any questions about this information up on the website and your Facebook pages.
It's going to be.
Yes.
Yeah.
What about the phone number for the Marshfield Veterans Agents?
781-834-5576.
And they're going to be the other participants that usually march in the parade, too.
Yes.
Tell me who usually marches in that.
Yes, we have our Girl Scouts, our Cub Scouts, our Boy Scouts, our, you know,
our veterans,
the local teams, all our organizations usually come in. We'll have the trolley. So everything should be as usual. Just if you're going to line the street, you just have to be before Main Street, between the library and Main Street.
Right.
And if you want to attend the ceremony, you just can
walk right in. It's the same kind of ceremony with this very special aspect this year with the Grand Marshal receiving a Bronze Star, which is quite a big deal.
It is a big deal.
But it's just more compact.
Yes.
I guess that's the best way to put it.
It's shorter.
And will there be any kind of signage up? So for people that aren't hearing this or looking at social media, they'll know about this.
Right. Well, that's one of the reasons we're here, because we are hoping, obviously, word of mouth. But we will have those electronic signs. We'll ask, you know, go to the local town businesses that are down that way to see if they would put something up also. So, and then hopefully people see if there's some construction going on at the park. It might cause them to say, hey, where's the ceremony if this is going on at the park?
Lisa, if people have never been to a Marshfield Veterans Day parade, why should they attend?
Well, one, it's a beautiful parade. We have a wonderful day. We've had really good luck weather-wise past couple of years. But they need to come out and celebrate what the day's all about. Celebrate our veterans, even if they're you know, they're riding in the trolley. They love getting waves. They love seeing the people on the side of the road. Just saying thank you for their service.
A big community hug. Thank you for your service.
I think it's important to show, because they do look when they're coming down that street. They look to see who's out there, who, you know, who's seeing us, who cares.
And we're actually hoping that because it's a little shorter, some of our guys will actually walk this year. And that'll be nice because they can actually, you know, greet the people on the side of the road. And so we're hoping we'll have more people on their feet.
One more time, Karen Paulette, date and time.
It is Monday, November 11th. If you are going to be in the parade, you need to be down at Library Plaza, I would say around 10 o'clock. We step off promptly at 10:30, and our ceremony, which is going to be at Town Hall Green, is going to follow immediately after, because it's going to be a little shorter, so it might not be 11, might be a little earlier.
And that's all again in Marshfield. And again, ladies, one more time, the phone number for the Marshfield Veterans Office.
781-834-5576.
That's terrific. And again, we'll get this up online as well. Karen Paulette, Lisa Potts, Marshfield Veterans Service Officers, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having us, Christine.
Thank you. We'll